ബിസ്മില്ലാ വസ്സലാത്തു വസ്സലാമു അലാ റസൂലില്ലാ അല്ലാഹുമ്മ സ്വല്ലി അലാ സയ്യിദിനാ മുഹമ്മദ് വഅലാ ആലി സയ്യിദിനാ മുഹമ്മദ് കമാ സല്ലൈത അലാ ഇബ്രാഹിം വഅലാ ആലി ഇബ്രാഹിം ഇന്നക ഹമീദു മജീദ് അല്ലാഹുമ്മ അൽഹിംനാ മറാശിദ ഉമൂരിനാ വഅഇദ്നാ മിൻ ഷുറൂരി അൻഫുസിനാ അമ്മാ ബഅദു ഫഖദ് ഖാല അല്ലാഹു തബാറക വതആല ബഅദു ഔദു ബില്ലാഹി മിനൽ ശൈത്വാനിർ റജീം ബിസ്മില്ലാഹിർ റഹ്മാനിർ റഹീം وقال الذين كفروا لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن وقال الذين كفروا لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغوا فيه لعلكم تغلبون. In this verse Allah Tabarak Ta'ala speaks about a sentence which were made by the people of kufr. This was not made by a small group of a group that did not understand. They understood that the light of Islam is different from every material power that we have around us. So example, when the light goes on, darkness goes away. Darkness will only settle if there's no light. In this last few months when we had a lockdown, down the line perhaps we will understand or we will see a new world is going to come. Technology is going to reach a level which we can never imagine or we never dreamt about. And you will just say 10 years ago the world was so different. It took such a small period of time to make the jump. Perhaps you will understand it the day you see it. We are going to make a jump and be ready for that jump. When World War took place, majority of the people who passed away in the war were Muslim. Although in the books of history they don't try to show that. They explain it as a European war, but after the war, the Khilafat came to the ground. Majority who passed away were Muslims. The main target of the World War was to bring an end to the Islamic Khilafat. It was after World War that Israel was created. It was after World War that America came as a world superpower. It was not there before. Before World War, it was known as an Ottoman Empire. Empire means there was something called a Muslim Empire. After World War, there were states which were ruled by shaitani puppets. That jump that World War made the Muslim world take, those who saw the next 50 years, the only thing they would say that just 50 years ago, there was so much of deen. But what happened? The people of deen all died. World War came and wiped away an entire generation. Wiped it. And the world changed so fast after, because me and you grew up in it. We grew up in what was called the year 2000, the 20th century, 1970, 1980, 1990. We never saw 1900. Had you seen it, you would have understood that before that the world was not like how we see it today. And whoever saw now, when 20, 30, 35 is going to come, it will be a different world. A jump is going to be made. When World War took place, there were many, many who lost their lives in the war. But after the war, people lost their iman. Listen again. When the World War took place, many lost their lives. But iman was not lost. Whoever died in that war died as a unique shaheed. He was attacked on every side by the forces of the devil. They called it the allied forces. They landed from every side. The whole thing was a plan. So many passed away, but they got shahada. After the war, when so many countries now thought that the war has finally come to an end, that's when the war on iman started. Whether it was Syria, Iraq, Yemen, today what we are seeing in Syria, Bashar al-Assad oppressing those people so much. But that oppression that's taking place is because after so many years, the people of Sham started saying, we want Islam back. Once upon a time, they had Islam. World War took place, they were wiped out. Wiped out. Now they started making a cry for Islam, and that's what we are seeing today, oppression. The only thing is, at that time there was nothing called WhatsApp. There was no way you could find out what's happening in Yemen, what's happening in Iraq, what's happening in Turkey. Turkey was the Khilafah, Darul Khilafah, center of the world. Turkey would explain to you that if we were the most powerful Muslim state in the world, but in 20 years after that, there was no Islam in Turkey. There was no Islam. The Muslim woman became European. The bars opened up in front of masajid. The masajid became museums. When that happened to the center of the Islamic world, which produced the best of scholars of the era, then what was going to happen around? That next era, where the war took lives and gave them shahada, the next era took iman. But war changes. Man, when he thinks of war, he only thinks of, when world war, they said, what was world war? They said, world war brought in a new era of fighting. That's why it was different from previous. People understood how to fight with the bow and the arrow. No one understood how to fight with the weapons that world war was going to bring. When those helicopters were coming and dropping, the people looking were wondering, I never saw something like this before. What is falling? But as those bombs were falling, when what they call the atomic bomb, one, and an entire nation just went. The world never ever dreamt that someone will be so strong to create something like this. How that helicopter just came, one drop, and gone. It brought in a new era of fighting. So we became used to what is called this era of fighting. We became used to missiles. A new era will come. The new era is what we saw in the last few months. This was also a war on mankind. But this war never need any gun to be put on a person's head. This was called a war which was more deadly than even the previous wars. It knocked the entire world and brought them onto their knees. Before this, when war would take place, it could hit one country, not the world. So if a country came and said, stop your businesses, think about me and you. That man who woke up every day in his life, 7 o'clock, because his shop must open at 7:30. Even when he was half dying, he would make sure, who's going to open my shop? But when this thing came, this was a war. It made the entire world shut down. Those that had to die, died, and they got a unique level of shahada. Many suffered. The economic reaction of this thing was that people who never dreamt about zakat ever entering their house, they also had to send a message, I need zakat. I won't come out of this. But as we saw in World War, whoever died in the war, they got shahada. Who lived to see after the war, their iman was attacked. Me and you, we lived through this virus. But now be ready for the imani attack that comes after. This was also a war. And after every war, when everyone left down their guard, when they speak about 5G, that word 5G had to be so important in their life, the shaitani world's life, that in preparation of whatever this 5G is, they were ready to allow all this to happen. It's no joke. Or it's nothing not known, that while we were all locked up at night, 9 o'clock you got a curfew, you can't go out. But there were definitely people who were outside. When the military was sent, their job wasn't to send to make sure no one comes out. You send the military to make sure no one sees what's happening. You don't send a military, otherwise the military will say, I'll also die at night. You send a military to make sure something is happening in the country you don't watch. What happened in our country from 9 o'clock till 4 o'clock, we will never know. But just think about this. How is it that the entire world goes into an economic fall? At the time when there's no money at all, we'll just come out of this by January. And even South Africa will say, we have investors from around the world coming in. And we are ready to go one step to the future. The first poster perhaps South Africa took out on this coronavirus. At the bottom of the poster they put one sign there, Vision 2030. This virus is supposed to be so deadly that they told us we'll all die before 2025. When they put that sign, Vision 2030, it means the virus will take us to 2030. The virus was meant to put us in a new era. A few years ago we went, at that time when people would go for Umrah, they would see Vision 2030. They never thought South Africa also got a vision. South Africa, if you look at the state of our economic country, you'll think tomorrow we'll fall flat to the ground. Where we'll reach 2030? South Africa got a vision, we're going to reach 2030. And South Africa is going to be a big country by that time. We will be a major player in this game. That is why the next few days, as you will see, our own political world, where big, big people will be brought down, and me and you will get happy that they caught him at last. At last they caught him, they only catch when they want to catch. This is not a fair world this year. This is a shaitani world. When they want us to make us smile, we smile at something which could make us cry. There will be many politicians who will come down in the next few days. You stole so much, you stole so much. And all of us will say, Alhamdulillah, and we're supposed to. But who's going to take their place? The one who's going to take their place is not going to be anything better. The one is being brought down to make place for the one who has to come in. That one who has to come in is going to change this country also. South Africa is a major player in this game for going future. That is why they invested so much of money in the country. That amount that they put in, the shaitani world is such. When they entered South America, their only one desire was everyone die in South America. Where they ever like people. And what they call the lower class of people, their desire is kill them all. If that virus was really as deadly as they said, we would be the last country they would have brought aid to. They came running with the aid because South Africa is a major player in this game. Why we have to say it is because when it starts, when Turkey was a major player in bringing down the Khilafat, it was after the Khilafat fell that from all the Muslim countries, the one that suffered the most was the land of Turkey. The one that suffered the most. Their iman was taken to levels you can never imagine. Now today when Allah created a new presidency in Turkey, people who survived until now are realizing I was an atheist up till now. Had I died in the last 40 years, I was Jahannam forever. To create an atheist mind in a land of a Muslim, South Africa is not a Muslim land. So if we are going to be a major player for the next 30 years, then that attack that is going to be launched, which will be in the other African countries, will not be as bad as South Africa. We will be attacked. When an attack takes place, it is necessary that everyone learns something called a shield. This verse I read was explaining that shield. When the people of Kufr said, La tasma'u lihadha al-Qur'an, that make sure you do not hear this Qur'an. Walghaw fi. Laghwa means create an environment of news and noise and commotion and entertainment. Laghwa. Walghaw fi. Lot of noise. Lot of entertainment. That entertainment must be living in you and out of you. What you saw on the phone today is not the end. It's just the beginning. A time will come where they'll put a glass spectacle on you. Optometrists will make the most money. Because in those glasses will be your life. It will be your computer. It will be your enjoyment. It will be what you dream about, what you think about. You will not have to touch a button to look for something. You will think it, and your eye perhaps will give it. We might see an era in the next 10 years, which could be what they will call a replica of paradise. And it will be offered to me and you also. That you want paradise, now come and take it. So even if your wife is not really what you wanted, then you don't look at her directly, you put on your glasses. When you put on the glasses, it will allow a screen to show you another woman. Then you will tell your wife, I never knew you so smart. But the zina will be right here. But today, to make that zina, you have to take out that phone. There's still a slight distance to go to the pocket. Perhaps in the next 5 years, you will not have to go to that phone. It will be here. At that time, that man who is told, look after yourself, because after this is paradise. Meaning you just have to pull a little bit. Don't lose your iman right at the last. When people say we are at the end of times, we are at the ending. The ending means that ship came so far. But just before the ship has to reach its shore, that's when the enemy sends that final attack. We are in that last part. Whoever can just now make it to the shore. But who will make it was the one who understood before they reached the attack. Where the captain said, put on your life jackets. That because the journey up till now was so safe, it doesn't mean it's going to be safe. So everyone put on the life jacket. This ayat was to say, you put on your life jacket now. This Quran, where before in our houses, boys became hafiz of Quran, which was called an honor for the family. It was called, your father will be given a crown. It was called, you will get so much of reward in Jannah. Today this Quran is called, it's vital for the protection of your iman. If you read it, it will wipe away poison. If you don't read it, you will be poisoned. We are entering the era of poison. It will be poison from day one. The school will be poisoned. The syllabus will be poisoned. It will be so filthy and dirty that the teacher also will think, how do I say this? But the law will be, you will have to say it whether you like it or not. A mother will not be able to tell her child that you can't do these things. There will be no level called modesty. It will be a world of being an animal. Because when technology reaches a level that puts everything in your finger and in your eye, a man becomes an animal. Humanism meant we will meet your every desire. Man's every desire in this world cannot be meant unless man becomes animal. He loses what is called insaniyat. A woman in front of him loses her value. She just becomes an item for his enjoyment. It can be a woman in parda, a woman out of parda. I am an animal. When the lion goes to hunt, he doesn't worry who is hunting. In the next 10 years, they want to create those animals. If you don't believe it, go and look at what the syllabus of school is going to become in the next few years. That boy who grows up with that school syllabus, what else you think he will become but an animal? From that young age, they will tell him that you will go beyond what is called. In the past, they would just say a boy can meet with a girl in school. Then they let the two of them sit together. Then they said, you all must talk. One day you have to get married. You have to know how to relate with a girl. So he took her phone number. He came home, the mother smiled, that Aisha and Muhammad, one day maybe they'll get married. But in the next 15 years, it might not happen like that. In the next 15 years, what happens if you find on your son's phone pictures of naked boys? And on your daughter's phone, pictures of naked girls? Then when your child brings that child home, you can't say one day maybe you will get married. On that day, it will just be bleeding. You will be bleeding tears. Because what is my son? That son says, Daddy, I don't want to get married because I just don't like another girl. But Daddy, I'll bring one boy home. To avoid that poison hitting our houses, the time has come before the attack, this Quran must become everything in our house. وَسْلَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ That syllabus will poison your child's mind if there's no Quran that he has been reading. You will have to make a law that if you go school, when you come back, you have to read Quran. Otherwise, that poison is not going to come out. When you come home, you have to read Quran. All me and you have to think about is how important is it that my son must walk towards Allah. Because when life became important for me, didn't I make a law? They said that if you don't enter the shop without sanitizing, don't enter. So I put a sign there, no mask, no entry. If the man said, I don't put on a mask, I won't enter. In the past, I would tell him, your business is the most important, come in, come in. During this last few months, I told the person, I don't want your money. You don't follow protocol, don't come and do business with me. That child in school, we found they were washing their hands 100 times in the day. The mother, the father said, just carry on washing, you mustn't die. So very good, you were worried of the health of your child. But I can tell you, if that child becomes an animal, a day will come where you say, I wish you had died 30 years ago. They are not out to save mine and your child. Had the shaitani world been out, they would not have created things that what we are seeing around. The health of our children is not priority at all. It is that these boys must become animals. These girls must become animals. And the biggest target is the people of Iman. How important this is for the next few years. Whether your child is doing hifz, that thought that if you do hifz, you make sure you learn your Quran, you remember your Quran, that thought must be forgotten also now. Tell the child, go and do hifz, just with the intention that after you do hifz, it will be easy to read Nazira. So at least for 3 years, you will be reading Quran in front of your ustad. Even if you don't know it so well, don't worry, because at least you're reading. One boy came to me and he said that his mother said to him, you're taking too long in your hifz. He says, but I'm only managing to learn little. I said, how long you think you might take? He said, perhaps another 7 years. I said, Mubarak, 7 years of Quran will save you for 7 years. You just carry on going to class. Tell your ustad, I haven't come to finish Quran because I'm scared if I finish, I'll stop reading. I have just come because if you don't call me here, I'm not going to be reading Quran. In a new era, prepare for the new attack. Hifz classes can change now. Now it's not only that the young boy must become hafiz. That hifz class is the people of the town must read Quran. So after Fajr we're having classes. Some boys will be reading to the ustad. Other people of the town also sit in the masjid. Your son is sitting here, you're going to wait for him. You take out your Quran and read. Why? Where he is going to be attacked, you also going to be attacked. You don't read your Quran and that attack comes. It will finish your mind. You will find no enjoyment with your wife. She doesn't read Quran. She'll find no enjoyment in the husband. Cheating will become part of the family. Fights will become part of the family. An evil nature. Why? You're becoming an animal. After the corona is called animalism. That is called Vision 2030. Where the world will go and fulfill their every desire. لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن. It will only work, however, they said, if you don't listen to this Quran. How much you will read, you will be saved. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make me and you from the people of Quran. Our hifz class must now change. Our madrasa must change. The people who are not coming must just sit. Just sit, you read your Quran. Even if you forgot your Quran, once upon a time you did hifz. No one's going to ask you to go on the musalla and read tarawih. The purpose of that hifz was to make it easy for you to read inside. So even if you forgot your entire Quran, tashilul qira'ah, take your Quran, sit there in the back, and finish your 4 pages. Finish your 5 pages. People ask, how much Quran I must read to make sure I don't get affected? The law in Quran is, even a little is lot. Even a little is lot. Even a boy who reads 1 page of Quran, one light also takes away darkness. One light also. But put off that one light. And now the entire room is in darkness. When we stop reading Quran, that light goes off. Soon as it goes off, the germ enters. When this few months showed a sickness which shocked the entire world, the best of doctors did not have an answer. What comes after it is going to shock everyone else also. Scholars will be looking shocked. Intelligent people will be looking shocked. Parents who said, I knew how to look after madrasas, he will say, I can't look after my child. Everyone will be shocked. It is this Quran that will save our lives. When this lockdown started at that time, my desire was that because Quran is now so important in the lives, so just to have what was called translation of a few verses of Quran. That's why we started the series, which is called Series of From the Quran. Where one surah was taken, the name of the surah was looked at, and just a crux of that meaning was given, so that people can really understand what this Quran is. But now I will give one example of it in the bayan. But this bayan is not that only you listen to the meaning of Quran. Whoever will read Quran, this Quran will do it all. You put off Quran, it goes black inside. When darkness enters, the snake comes. Every rodent comes. Every evil comes. Put on even one small light and it all goes out. The purpose of this bayan is that may Allah tabarak ta'ala make it after today. Everyone goes back and looks in his life and says that does a day pass where the people of my house do not touch the Quran? And we will see perhaps Lord days pass. Then we all make tawbah to Allah. And we say, oh Allah, you gave this as a life. This is called now my life jacket. That if the ship is hit and the captain says, get ready to jump, the life jacket is already on. The surah that we had reached is called Suratul Ahqaf, which the boy had recited certain verses from. Hiqfun Ahqaf refers to, if a person had gone into any of the Arab lands, it's called sand dunes. Normally in the sand dunes nowadays they use it for what is called these amazing rides that the car goes up and the car goes down, car goes up. The sand dunes are such, we went on one of these sand dune rides. So it's sand of the desert, it goes high. When you will enter that area, if someone is on the other side of a dune, you can't see him. It just goes up, goes down, goes up, goes down. This is called sand dunes. If a person gets lost in a sand dune, he's lost. There were some people with us in the car. So because the car was going very fast, and they started feeling like nauseous, so they said, can we get off? So the driver said, you can't get off. Because if I leave you, where I leave you? So I told him, just leave them here. Like, we'll mark this point that they left here. He said, no, they'll get lost. I said, how can they get lost? Like, we're in this area. Up, down, but they're standing high. They stand high. So he kept quiet, he left them. And then he just took us for a ride, like, fast ride. And as he's riding, you can see he's worried also. What if they get lost? And they got lost. Just because they moved. They just moved. They were feeling hot. So they said, let's just go there a little. So they just moved, and they were lost. And he came. They perhaps were only a few meters from where we were, but we could not see them. We could not see. And the best thing about it is they never even know they lost, so they were relaxing like. And all our enjoyment went out. Because you don't find them, they're dead. They're in the middle of nowhere, you can't see, because when that thing goes up and it goes down, a person from here can't see them. That is called Ahqaf. In the area of Ahqaf, about 2,000 years before Isa alayhi salam, there was a nation. They were called Aad. Aad was the strongest you can get. And this is what the surah will now end on. That after we go, where are we going to end? What's our like? So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, before reaching Aad, He took us on a unique journey. to show me and you, we also behave like an ard. What is an ard? An ard is a person who once upon a time was very weak. But as he started getting strength, he forgot that he was weak. And looking at his strength, he started saying, who is stronger than me? But he forgot once upon a time he couldn't even crawl. And he forgot that in a few years' time he won't be able to crawl. That is called ard. So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala gives an example, and love with this example. The example is of a child. When the child was in the belly of the mother, that child had no right at all. If the mother wanted to sit, the child kept quiet and sat. The mother wanted to stand, all the child could do was kick a little bit and say, give you some stomach pain. Then came the time when the child had to come out. When the child came out, for the first 2 years, the child, he could demand, but the nature of his demanding was crying. He could demand, but the nature of his demanding was crying. If the child cried, the mother came. The child needed to move, the mother would look. The child needed food, he would cry, the mother would give. After 2 or 2.5 years, the child started crawling. Now you call him a terrible two. Because now he doesn't need his mother anymore. Now he's running himself to the kitchen. He knows where the chocolate is kept, he's opening it. Now they have to close it from him. But he is still not wild. You just call him terrible. He will not break or destroy the mother, but he will destroy the dishes of the mother. That is called terrible too. As the child starts growing, and now he reaches what is called the age of maturity. He is now 13 to 15, he thinks he knows it all. Now he starts becoming like an ard. Now when the mother says something to him, he just becomes upset. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is taking us on a journey that do we behave like that with Allah also. Once upon a time, when I could not move in the world, I knew I have to cry to get my work done. So even in this last few months when businesses were collapsing, how many people were making dua, Allah stop it, Allah stop it. But the time comes where the child, he finds that what he wants is coming. When you will go in the next few years, you will find it. The world of technology will bring your dreams for you. When the child found he could move in the house, he now becomes a monster. Now he doesn't need to ask the mother. Me and you found a time where we never needed to ask Allah. If there's food in my fridge, why must I ask? So I did not worry of making dua in the morning. If I know tomorrow the worker is coming to cut the grass, why must I ask? If I know my insurance is paid, why must I worry of getting sick? When this few months came, man saw that. Whatever trust he put in hospitals, he put in doctors, he put in medicine, everything dropped him. That child, Allah gives an example to say, are you not ard? Once upon a time you cried to Allah. Then when the world opened up to you, you forgot Allah. Just like how the child forgot. Then came the time when the child started going completely off the course. So the mother and the father had to say, oh my child, you will burn in the fire. And the child looked at his parents and says, are you really telling me these things? Do you speak rubbish to me? Me and you, sometimes when a verse of Quran comes in front, then our inner nature also says to Almighty Allah, can't you leave me alone? That are you really threatening me? The child. But then the child reaches the age of 40. During that period of 15 to 40, he was terrible. He was a monster. He was wild. He was a demon. A time came where his mother looked at him and she just cried. She just cried. And then he walked out of the house. He had his wife. He had his life. But when he reached 40, now his mother perhaps died already, or she's very old, 60. Now he got the terrible two running in the house. When that terrible two becomes that monster at the age of 13, the man of 40 now realizes that I think I was wrong with my mother. Now he wants to go visit his mother and say, you know what, I'm sorry. But his child is not going to allow him. What we must go to Daji's house for? The age of 40, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, at least at that age realize that you were wrong. Because if you at that age still don't realize you're wrong when you're seeing it happening to you, then there's no chance after that. This is what the surah is speaking about. Ad in the ending ended off where they said, who is stronger than us? But they forgot there was a time they were nowhere, and there was going to be a time where they were going to be nowhere. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala sent a wind. One wind. It is mentioned Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said storm. The angel asked, how much of the sky must I open? It was told, open so much for wind. So much was open for wind. And the wind fell on Ad. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, سَبْعَ لَيَالِ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ. It only needed 8 days. 8 days of wind. And a nation which was tall. Allah Tabarakullah said the next day it looked like palm trees were all on the ground. They were tall. And the tall man collapsed. Me and you are also an Ad. We started off so unique as a baby. So very quickly going through these verses and now live through it. And see the beauty of Quran. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala starts of the surah Hamim, Tanzeelul Kitab. Remember, this kitab has come down from a most powerful and a most wise Allah. Most powerful means if you think you can make war with Allah, forget it. Most wise Allah, listen to the wisdom in the ayat that are coming. Ma khalaqna as-samawati wal ard. Heavens and the earth we have not created. Wa ma baynahuma illa bil haqq. وَأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. It got its time. When that time will come, the whole thing is going to be wrapped up. Everything is going to come to an end. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. For the people of kufr, they will always remain blind. أَمَّا أُنذِرُوا مُعْرِضُونَ. Not blind, they will act like they're blind. They will see signs. When man is 40, he saw the white beard. But he never wanted to see it, so immediately he said, pluck. That if I don't see you, it means you're not there. Man doesn't want to become old because it means after old age is the qabr. So he thinks if I stay young, I won't have to go in the qabr. So he saw the white hair. He saw it on the mirror. His wife one day said to him, you're looking old. He wasn't happy about that. That word old is a mubarak word for me and you. That Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, at least if you reach an age where you can think, I think I'm wrong. But if we die before reaching that age, then it's too late. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala then takes us into the example of the child. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. Remember how we said to men, that why don't you treat your mother and father nicely? حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهَا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهَا. That don't you remember or don't you know, even if you can't remember when you were in the womb of your mother, you saw it when your brother was in the womb. You saw it when your own child was in the womb. One is karhan, one is kurhan. Karhan, like how we get the word bakruh. Karhan is I force you. That's called kar. You majboor. I force you, you can't come to the masjid. It's called kar. I'm forcing a person to close his business. It's called kar. He's forced and he's not happy he's being forced. The word kar is used when someone wants to attack a woman's honor. She's not happy at all. She's screaming, she's crying. That is called karhan. Difficulty forced on somebody else. Look at the word kurhan. But kurhan means difficulty which a person happily takes. Difficulty which a person happily takes. That mother bore the difficulty not because she was forced. Happily, she said, I want a child to come in the world, I'll take the difficulty. You think a woman doesn't know what it is to be pregnant? During every pregnancy, perhaps she thinks, I think this is the last one. It's not easy, and it's not only a 9-month period. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, for about 30 months, 2.5 years, your mother loses her life for you. 30 months, 2.5 years, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهَا. She first carried him. Happily she took on a difficulty. وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهَا. Normally when something is difficult, They say very soon it's going to get easy. At the end of 9 months, every woman knows it's not going to get easy. Labor is more painful than everything else. She bore you with difficulty happily, and then she let you out in the world happily. She took the difficulty of childbirth. She took the difficulty of caring. But then it was not finished. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. The period of 2.5 to 3 years never just ended when the child came in the womb. Now the child is on the lap. Now the child is in the hand. After a while you will see the mother bending because she's carrying the child so long. He doesn't want to walk. He can walk, but he just likes, mommy, carry me. وَحَمْلُهُ, the carrying of the child. وَفِصَالُهُ, she's giving the child milk at night. Her sleep is gone. But then comes the time that she needs the child to get off that milk. That again is painful for the woman. The body of the woman pains. The milk has to be made to dry. It's extremely painful. Then the child is crying and looking at the mother as though the mother is an oppressor. You don't want to give me milk. And the mother sees the child crying. She has to bear that. Father is very easy. He just says, the next few days, I heard you taking the child out of milk. I'm going in Jamaat. I don't have to hear the cry. I'm gone. That night when the child cries, that mother is going round and round. For her to see that child crying, one Zat understood it all, it is the Zat of Allah. How he described this thing. Caring in the womb with difficulty, but happy about the difficulty. Giving birth with difficulty, but happy with the difficulty. Ready to do it again a second time, a third time, a fourth time. That level of love, Allah Ta'ala says, we told men, appreciate what your parents did for you. Especially your mother. Hatta idha balagha ashuddahu wa balagha arba'een sana. But Allah Ta'ala says, we told him to do it. But it took him so long to get the message. It is only when he reached his age of real understanding. When he reaches the age of 40, at that time, man really realizes. He says, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alay. That, O Allah, up till now, I never made shukr to you and to my parents. But now when you get children, now you will understand. That how when my child answers in my face, and I try to say to him, you know, you don't know what your father did for you. You don't know what your mother did. At that moment, man must think, did I not behave the same with my Allah? At that moment, he has to think. So his first dua is, O Allah, at the age of 40, he says, O Allah, will you give me the tawfiq to appreciate what you have done for me? Up till that age, you were just a monster. Just a monster. The day you see somebody else spit in your face, the day you see your child saying, I'm going out. The day the father and mother look at each other and say, but we built this house for who then? The day the son says, Daddy, I'm opening another shop. I don't want to work with you anymore. The day the father loses a job and the son says, I can't help you. At that time when the father wants to cry, first thing he has to think about, was I not the same? And not only to my parents, but to my Allah. Am I not odd? That when I became strong, I forgot. So the child can behave rude with his parents because he knows his parents are never going to get strong again. But man can never remain and behave rude with Allah because man is going to get weak, Allah is not going to get. Suratul Ahqaf was to say, how strong you think you're going to become. You think you're going to become Aad, no problem, become Aad. Aad fell to the ground in the ending. This is Surah Al-Ahqaf. Allah Ta'ala says, when he reached the age of 40, at least at that time he said, O Allah, grant me the ability to appreciate what you have given me, and appreciate what you have given my parents. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَىٰ. Allow me now to behave how I was supposed to behave in the past. Now at least allow me. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. And in the ending he put one final. And O Allah, because I spoilt it, let me not see the repercussions in my children now, where they come and spit in my face also. O Allah, let everything with my children come right. Because they say there's a world called the ball bounces back. If you behaved rude with your parents, be ready for your children to be ruder to you. So he worries and he starts making the dua. Inni tubtu ilayk. He says, oh Allah, I'm so sorry. Allah Ta'ala says, even now after so many years, as long as you reach realization before you die, Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ عَنْهُمْ. From these people we will accept whatever good they have done. وَنَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيِّعَاتِهِمْ. The errors and the mistakes, the years of nashukri, the years of salah I missed. Now I think I'll have to make qaza. One is the qaza, but what about missing? Say, Allah, I'm sorry. The years of how many times I cheated, the years when I was an oppressor, the years when I swore other people, the years when I hit my wife, when I abused somebody else, I was the boss, I was hard. But at least at the age of 40, when you see now your young child coming into the house, it means, daddy, it's time for you to go. At that time, at least if man gets, before dying, Allah Ta'ala says, all I need you is to realize. Realize before you die, and I will wipe away whatever mistakes you made. Fi ashabil jannah. Forget wiping away your errors, I will put you in paradise. Wa'da sidqi alladhi kanu yu'adun. This is a promise which man has been given. But there will be another group. Even by the age of 40, his eyes don't open. وَالَّذِي قَالَ لِوَالِدَيْ. There will be somebody else who stands up and speaks to his parents. He says, أُفِّلْ لَكُمَا. That get lost. أَتَعِدَانِنِي أَنْ أُخْرَجَ. Are you trying to tell me one day I'm going to be brought up again? It's one life. Let me enjoy my life. وَهُمَا يَسْتَغِيثَانِ اللَّهِ. Parents are screaming, crying, cheering. Oh my child, change. Drugs is finishing you. Porn is finishing you. Masturbation is finishing you. You becoming an animal worse and worse by the day. Crying and crying. But the boy says, فَيَقُولُ مَا هَذَا. When they say, إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقِّ. Remember the promise of Allah of Jahannam is there. He says, مَا هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Mommy, you're just telling me stories. Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلِ فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. There were many like this before. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا خَاسِرِينَ. And all of them are crying today. There were many. وَلِكُلِّنْ دَرَجَاتٌ مِمَّا عَمِلُوا. For the two groups, there will be what you get. If you manage to open your eye, you're going to land up in paradise. And if you carried on saying, oof, get lost, then Jahannam is also. Then in the next ruku, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ أَخَا عَاد. That remember the brother of Aad, meaning Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam. He warned his people, and they were in the place of Ahqaf. وَقَدْ خَلَتِ النُّذُرُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ. And many other warners had come. He said to them, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And they said to him, have you come to turn us away from what we want? They had their own gods. Me and you also got our own gods. What we see on that phone is now a god. Those games which sometimes we are told, don't play this game. It is satanic in nature. And the child knows it is. Because when he starts it, he becomes like a zombie. He can't pull away. He knows at night, he just feels irritated. The next day, he knows in school, he just wants to swear. He doesn't know what's making him so rude. Why can't he be a boy when the mother says, Muhammad, get the butter? Immediately he runs to get the butter. He was once upon a time when he was young, again and again he was saying, Mommy, I love you, Mommy, I love you. But now he can't even show love to get butter for the mother. He's just sitting on the stool. The mother says, get the butter. He just looks. Mother says, get the butter. He looks. Finally the mother gets the butter. That boy who could not get butter for his mother, where would he ever give his life for the mother? But what made him into an animal? Why an animal? Have you ever seen the animal world? One person went hunting, so he shot the mother. Meaning the mummy, whatever it was, the deer, the buck. He shot the mother. And normally if you shoot the mother, there's babies there. So the babies will run away. So someone who got a very soft heart, they said, how unfair this world is. That now where the baby will grow up? So the person came to me and said that I'm very upset with people who hunt. Because you kill a mother. So I asked him, you eat meat, sheep, goat. I said, that's not somebody's mother that day. Just because here you saw the baby, you say you can't kill the mummy. Every day we're killing mummies. In the animal world, it's not like that. But then I said to him, that amazing Allah made animals. Animals got no real feeling like man. And the proof of it is that very baby who you crying for, that we shot the mother. Now the baby is crying for the mother. That baby is not going to cry. But that very baby, if he has to grow up in the animal world, it is called the strongest survives. That very baby when grows up, he will first fight against his father. That lion cub when he grows up, his first threat is the father. And the father's threat is the baby. The two will fight. Meaning the den hasn't got place for two. Either the father will be killed or the baby is going to be killed. So I said, you got worried about that baby. That baby, if he grows up, will kill his own mother also. Then the mother will say, you should have shot the baby also. That's the animal world. Me and you want to become animals. That we enter our house, I hate my mother. I hate my father. I just want him to die, so the money that he got is more important to me than him also. It's only the animal. That animal world, become an art, that you just want everyone out. I have a God in me. What made this God? It is that game that I'm playing. That game taught me to kill, to be brutal, to remove everyone. There must be no barriers from what I want. In my journey to get it, whatever has to come, I will take it down. That child, when he sees this and he's told, why don't you stop playing this game? He says, but I can't, because it's a God for me. They said at that time to Hud alayhi salam, have you come to stop us from our gods? They said, فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِيدُنَا, rather you bring your punishment, we are not going to change. May Allah make it that that is not our attitude. You bring your punishment. And then the punishment came. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا, Allah Ta'ala said, they saw the cloud coming. 3 years they had droughts, 3 years. In their drought they fell to the ground. Now they just wanted rain. And then they saw that cloud. Look at this example. A cloud comes with water. And according to them, water was going to bring life. Their punishment came in the very thing which they thought, and they put all their trust in, that brought their punishment. Technology, me and you have put everything in. And that very technology is going to bring adab in our houses. When you see the cloud, don't jump and say, come, come, come. Understand that in that cloud where there's rain, there's wind also. When they saw the cloud coming, mustaqbila awdiyatihim, towards their valleys, they said, hadha aridum mumtiruna, this is that cloud that's bringing our rains. The drought has come to an end. Allah Ta'ala says, rather this is what you are asking for. You said, bring the punishment. Punishment has now come. Rihun fiha adabun alim. It is wind. And in that wind is a terrible punishment. Tudammiru kulla shay'in bi amri rabbiha. It's going to wipe out everything. How many times we went past a house. The house looked so nice, but there's no one in the house. Divorce came. Drugs came. Murder came. He said, you know that one family in the news, they used to live here. Then that husband, he wanted another woman. The wife found out she was not ready. She said, I'm going to leave. He said, he hired someone to kill her. She was raped. She was killed. He was caught. The children were sent somewhere else. The house stayed. تُدَمِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. It destroyed everything. What they brought in, that little extra wealth, Allah Ta'ala says, this is rather that punishment you are waiting for. When the punishment of Allah comes, it doesn't come always with a bullet. Sometimes it comes with enjoyment. That you even say, I want it, bring it. So once upon a time in my bedroom, there was no television. But the child said, I want it in my bedroom. I want to wake up with it, I want to sleep with it. I want the best of phone on my one side, I want the best of the phone on the other. Whatever comes out in the world of technology, bring the cloud for me. Because in this cloud is my enjoyment. Allah Tabarakala says, rather this is your punishment. When it will enter, it will destroy. It has destroyed many. May Allah make it doesn't destroy us. فَأَصْبَحُوا لَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَسَاكِنُهُمْ Look at Quran. Allah Tabarakala says, the time came where only the house was there. And there was no one in the house. لَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَسَاكِنُهُمْ كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ In this manner, we punish those that are criminals. Allah Tabarakala, let me and you not be that criminal. This is Suratul Ahqaf. Every now and then, when you become rude, just think of this one question. Am I not an Aad? Am I not an Aad? That just because I became strong, forget the child who became rude to the mother, I became rude to my Allah. So the answer was told, how big you want to become? You want to become Aad? So become tall like the palm tree. But when the wind is going to come, the palm tree is also going to fall. They fell. May Allah Tabarakala, let not be that because we are going to see an attack on Iman in the next few days, in the next few years, we become so weak in that attack. We become the animal of the era. We lose our respect for our parents. We lose our modesty. We lose everything. We even come out of the world of man and we become full animal. And then we become the high and mighty Aad. That even if a Nabi had to come and says, what are you doing? Because remember, a time will come where one Nabi is going to come. When Nabi Isa alayhi salam will descend, he will tell the world, what are you all doing? There will be one group whose eyes at that last moment will open. And they will say, where we were put. There will be another group who will say, I'll fight against the Nabi of Allah. They'll fight. Because when you become an animal, you attack anything. Anything you attack. Just so that I can get my meat. Have you ever seen when they threw the meat for the lion? Lion and lioness who were sitting so happily a few minutes ago, they become enemies. That is called animalism. We are going to enter the time of becoming an animal. It is this Quran that will keep us as insan. It will keep us as people of Iman, people of Islam. May Allah Tabarakala bring this Quran back in the lives of every one of us. Whatever happens in the day, let not a single day go, except that at least one page of this Quran is read. May Allah Tabarakala make us all from the people of Quran. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.